This is HDN.
Solidarity forever.
Hey, not only is it a Friday, but it's a Friday heading into a long weekend, the long Labor Day weekend. Jamie and Lisa with the Halifax Daily News from the Beaver Bank Bunker.
And the weather looks like it's going to be fantabulous this weekend.
Really?
Perhaps an opportunity to get out and see McNabb's Island. And this is where you are one up on me. I am ashamed to say, my 45 years on this planet, most of it spent here in Halifax, I have never once set foot on McNabb's Island.
There are snakes there, you know.
Really?
Isn't McNabb's Island the one with snakes?
One
of the islands could be George's Island. No, but one of them has snakes, and I do believe that they're indigenous, like to the island
and
nowhere else. I think. I might be completely wrong. I do know that McNabb's Island used to have a midway, like a full Coney Island kind of carnival at one time.
Wow.
That was turn of the century stuff.
Yeah,
for sure. Like way back when. I think there are some remnants of that now. Didn't get that far onto the island, just sailed over there and had a bite to eat and sailed back, that type of thing.
But I mean, there's an interesting discussion that's taking place now saying that McNabb's is so totally underutilized as a resource. I mean, it's 5 clicks long, 1,000 acres of land. It's got several old military fortifications, great views of the harbor, of course, a couple of fantastic sand beaches, a lighthouse, and several cultural sites as well. Also, a Victorian garden. I had no idea there was a garden over there. Plus, of course, the cemetery for historical purposes. I mean, it really is a fantastic jewel in the harbor.
And with all of the history and all the graveyards and the military fortresses and all the things that you just mentioned, basically those are all reasons why we can't touch the damn thing.
No, that's true. But interesting, natural resources says visitation is about 15,000 to 20,000 a year. That surprised me. I thought it would have been less than that.
But that's not all that much.
Oh, God, no, no, no. I mean,
all things considered.
Oh, yeah, when you compare it to Point Pleasant Park, which has about 1,850 people a day.
Yeah.
I mean, an article that appeared from a guy by the name of Sam Austin, who wrote to talk about McNabb's as an underutilized resource and all these facts and figures. And, you know, and in the article, he notes that Boston, Toronto, San Francisco all have regular ferry service to their harbor islands. It would be certainly something that we should consider here in Halifax.
And unfortunately, just the way things go in Halifax, call me Mr. Skeptical, but that would go up in front of city council. People would debate it. You'd get a whole group of people saying, no, it's ruining the sight lines,
or
you can't do this,
you
can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, maybe 2050, we'll be looking at that going, you know what? Something should be done about McNabb's Island, and it's just not going to happen. It's a shame. Think about it. I just said there used to be a carnival there with the whole midway attraction and all of that stuff. That's because they didn't have those laws back then. They weren't trying to protect things. What are we trying to protect now? Well, the remnants of the damn carnival that they had there in the first place, 100
exactly.
some odd years ago. So really, we've got to think forward. You know, we can't just keep saying, oh, we've got to save all of our past, because our present is going to become tomorrow's past. And if we're spending all of our time saving yesterday's past, then tomorrow, today's past, will be nothing but a bunch of people that we're saving. I was really going somewhere with this.
I think my head's about to explode.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming. Contemplate that. Think it over the weekend and get back to us on Tuesday. Will you please?
I have found the perfect job for you.
Good.
The Halifax Mooseheads are looking to hire a mascot for their 2014-15 regular season and the playoffs.
Been there, done that.
The successful candidate needs to be energetic and outgoing, enjoy the spotlight, good instincts for when and how to be funny. You also need to be a team player and enjoy working around kids.
Now, by being a team player, do they mean you have to actually play on the Mooseheads? Oh, look, our goalie's injured. Bring the mascot in. Got to say this one thing about mascotting.
Yeah. You've done this in the past.
Oh, yeah. I've done this plenty of times. No sympathy for mascots. One of the funniest things around. Go onto YouTube and look at mascot fights.
Yeah.
There are mascots that are representing, say, a college team that are so gung-ho about their college team, they get into actual fist fights with the other team's mascot.
And there's nothing funnier on the web.
Because they have these big smiley faces, and you don't realize that these people are calling each other everything in the world.
And kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if a mascot falls down, I'm bringing this back to me
yeah.
as to why I could never be a mascot. I'm the 50-year-old man. I'd put something out
yeah.
and I'd be bent over and everybody go, oh, look at the mascot. That's hilarious. You know, he's doing some shtick. He's falling down the stairs.
No, he's not.
No, he's having a freaking seizure. So no matter what happens to you, everybody is laughing at you. And the more you try to bring attention to the fact that you're choking or that I do believe, yes, that is my bone sticking out through my skin and you're pointing to it. And people are like, oh, can I have my picture taken with the mascot? Another thing I used to do, I used to dress as a clown years ago doing singing telegrams and things and kids parties. You know what kids like to do with clowns? They like to punch clowns.
Yes.
And think of the average height of a kid.
Yeah.
Guess where they're punching?
Absolutely.
The old punching bag.
Yep.
Yeah. Bucket a bucket a bucket. Not fun. Not fun with a group of kids because you've got like 10 of them around you.
Mm.
And all it takes is one. Biff. And you are out of commission.
That's
and
it. Then the doubled more, over.
And what do the kids think? That's the funniest thing in the world. So they all join in and you've got this smiling face painted on you. And it's a very dangerous occupation. Just thought I would give you the dark side of being a clown and or a mascot.
If you are in the least interested in that, just hit up the Halifax Mooseheads website and they have all the details over there. They're saying that if you have previous promotional or marketing experience, that would be considered an asset. Two men and a woman facing charges after a theft at Long Lake Provincial Park. I guess the cops were called back on Tuesday of this week after a couple of campers reported that they had their backpacks stolen. Now, they were going about pitching their tents there at the park, put their backpacks down, and when they went to return, they had disappeared. So that's when they called police. Police came out, they brought the dogs and had a look around. Nothing was found, couldn't find any suspects. Well, lo and behold, the campers called police the very next day after they found their stolen items for sale on what police describe as a local classified ad website.
Kijiji.
So they very smartly arranged for a meeting with the sellers, alerted the police, and then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, bam, the sellers arrive, the goods are there, everyone is arrested, 47-year-old woman and two men ages 19 and 20, all facing charges, and they have been since released from jail, ordered to appear in court in October, and in the meantime, they've got to stay away from any parks and or camping areas in the HRM. Not only are they douchebags
I think they're idiots of the
week. They're just idiots of the week.
Yeah, that's not douchebag. That doesn't count as a douchebag of the week.
Well, it's douchebaggery that they tried to steal from some campers, but absolute stupidity.
Never steal a camper's douchebag.
No.
That's just mean.
But, you know, absolute stupidity that they try to sell it on Kijiji.
Hey, we got a reply to Wednesday's podcast where we were talking about the Fringe Festival.
Oh, yes.
From none other than the Halifax Fringe Fest.
Well,
saying thanks for the shout out. We do struggle with that central location issue, but we're growing every year.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm so glad they wrote us back.
And I want you to know, I hope that that didn't come across as me just cutting you down
saying
nothing like the one in Edmonton. I am hoping for you every day because the Fringe Festival is such a fun event. I want it to grow. I'm your biggest fan. I really am. Mm. And once again, get down to the Atlantic Fringe Festival this weekend or next week sometime. But definitely get to their website so you can check out the program, see all the things that are going on. It's atlanticfringe.ca.
Well, speaking of theater, somebody who is no stranger to that, the Fringe Fest and other things, Jeremy Webb, just getting word that his production of Under Milkwood is going to be coming to the Neptune Scotiabank Studio Theater in the fall, September 18th to the 28th. This is part of his Off the Leash creative productions. And now he has staged Under Milkwood in the past with Susan Stackhouse, but I think this is the first time that they've hit Neptune with this. So again, Neptune Theater's box office where you can go to get tickets for that. And if you're not familiar, Under Milkwood is a 1954 radio drama by Welsh poet Dylan Thomas, and it was later adapted into a stage play. So this is a big deal for our guy Jeremy Webb.
Cool.
September 18th to the 28th at the Studio Theater at Neptune. And long weekend is upon us. Just a heads up that if Monday is your normal garbage, recyclable, Compost Day. Scratch that. It's going to be on Saturday instead. So get it out early because collection can start as early as 7 o'clock in the morning. And of course, just a reminder that the weekly compost collection for the summer, it ends today. So I guess we can officially call summer over.
So if you're hauling out your garbage on Saturday because your regular day is Monday, do you haul out the compost or not? Where do you go to find out? Every year we have this problem.
Oh, God,
because they take the damn compost every single week during the summer, which is great. And then they go, okay, it's back to normal again. And
back to every 2 weeks.
What the hell is normal? And you have to get the calendar out and figure it out.
Halifax.ca. They've got the...
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
It was that easy? I brought the damn calendar out and did all that?
Halifax.ca, the drop-down menu is there, and you can just go to the calendar.
Oh.
Well, some changes coming out at the airport. Don't know if you heard about this, but the Petro-Can gas station, it is closing as of Tuesday. And that sort of sent folks down at the airport a bit of a tailspin because, I mean, they're open.
Don't say airport and tailspin.
Yeah, I suppose.
Two words that should never, ever be in the same sentence unless it's breaking news.
Yeah, seriously. But the airport says, no, fear not. They have signed an agreement with Irving Oil, and they are actually going to be installing a temporary gas station just past where the current Petro-Can is located.
Well, who goes all the way out to the airport to gas up anyway? Ah, I bet you the rent-a-car places.
The rent-a-car places.
When you return your car, it's like, damn, I forgot to fill this thing up. Let's,
exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And, of course, they also offer off-site airport parking as well. It's a little bit cheaper than the airport itself, but you can actually make arrangements to park in and around the gas station. So I don't know if the Irving is going to do that.
You just
that.
Have to pretend that you're filling up for a really long time.
Yeah, just park at the pump.
You put the pump in the car, and then you just let it sit there, and you run off to the airport to greet your friends.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the airport... Thank Christ these two women weren't from, I said this from the very beginning, please don't let them be from Cape Breton. Please don't let them be from Cape Breton. But you heard the story about the sun.
I say that a lot. Every time the doorbell rings, I say that.
Please don't let them be from Cape Breton.
I'm just kidding.
We're learning more today about this incident on the Sunwing flight from Toronto to Cuba that had to be escorted back to Canada using fighter jets after two women in their 20s, apparently.
Oh, please don't let them be from Cape Breton.
Exactly. No, one was from Whitby. The other one was from somewhere else near Toronto. So we dodged that
Upper
bullet.
Canadians.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. These two women in their 20s got on the plane. Apparently, before they got on, they managed to load up on a crap load of duty-free booze. And then proceeded to drink said duty-free booze in the washroom of the plane.
Okay, so they're class acts all around, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Then one of them decided to light up a smoke just to put the cap on it. And then, I mean, I guess they got into a fight with each other. And that's when the pilot just said, that's it, I'm pulling the pin. This is just getting out of control.
Okay, when you said in the bathroom, I thought you meant the bathroom of the airport.
Yeah, no, the bathroom of the airplane.
So two of them. Okay, just getting two people in there.
Oh, God,
is
tough. Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, remember we tried that one.
Shh.
Okay, sorry. But yeah, two people in there, drinking and smoking and fighting.
Yeah.
No, that's just when it gets downright dangerous.
Oh, and the worst of it was is that they were most of the way there. I think this happened over South Carolina. So, I mean, really, they only had another hour or so to go in the flight.
I think that they should have parachutes in the plane for people that decide to light up a smoke in the bathroom. First, anywhere in the plane.
Yeah.
You light up a cigarette after all the warnings that they give you, and they tell you that there's smoke detectors in there, so do not tamper with it, and you're not allowed to smoke, and no smoking at all, and you have a no smoking sign in front of every single seat.
Mm.
I think if anybody has the nerve, the audacity, the balls to light up a cigarette in a plane, you slap the parachute on them, and no matter where the hell you are, see you later, goodbye.
Just kick them out the door.
And you could probably attach a little area so that it's not inconvenient to any of the other passengers. You know, if you open the door, everything gets sucked out. I've seen those movies.
Yeah.
But you could have some
I've seen
of...
Airport 75.
Exactly.
I know what happens.
I know. And you know, I hate to say it, but Charlton Heston isn't always there to
save your
ass. So put them in a special decompression room or whatever and just have them sucked out of the plane. If you're over the ocean, guess what? It's your own fault, you idiots.
Learn to swim.
Yes, it's how you thin out the herd.
I think that these two idiots should be forced to pay for any and all costs that were incurred because of their behavior. Not just for the cost of returning the airplane to Toronto, but I'm thinking about each and every passenger on that plane who had their vacation plans disrupted.
Yeah, connections at the airport. They had their resorts missed, that they were going to.
Exactly. Missed nights at the resort, cab fare, meals, you name it. Those two bimbos should be forced to pay every damn penny of it.
And they should not be allowed to board another plane ever again. Ever again, you know, and make it that difficult. You know,
and
you
want
to screw
was,
around and be idiots and drink in the bathroom and smoke and do all the other things that you're not allowed to do, then you're never going to be able to fly again. And that means if your best friend is getting married down in
the Dominican,
you can't go. You swim or you get on a boat or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you blew it.
Amen.
Still think you should suck him out of the plane, though. Well, we were downtown yesterday, and we drove by the waterfront. They're setting something up there.
Oh, Sand Jam is back again this
year.
Right. Yeah.
Some serious beach volleyball, and I know what you're saying. There's no beach there on the Halifax waterfront.
They created it. If you're not into beach volleyball, and really, who wouldn't be? Because it involves half-naked men and women just jumping up and down and tossing a ball back and forth.
Are there men involved in this at all?
I think there are men, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know you never noticed, but yes, there is.
No.
There's music involved as well. It's a real festival that they have set up with a lot of different tents and activities going on surrounding all the games and competition that's going on.
And if you're tired of old pornography, then head down there because it's the new pornographers that are performing at the Sand Jam.
Okay, not the old stuff. It's the new stuff.
It's the new
good.
Stuff.
Good,
no
good.
Hair anywhere to be seen.
God.
They've been cleanly waxed. No, that's Saturday, and the concert is on the waterfront event site.
Mm.
So basically, you can dance the night away on the sand.
Cool.
While still in the heart of Halifax. So nice. After the beach volleyball stuff, you have the big concert, and your feet are sinking there into the sand and enjoying a great time on the waterfront. If you're just walking up to the gate to buy your ticket, it's going to be $35 there. You have to be 19 years of age or over, so they're going to be asking for ID as well.
That's going to be a busy spot this weekend because I have a feeling a lot of university students are going to be moving back to town this weekend.
Tickets and information there is sandjamhalifax, all one word, .ca. So hopefully between McNabb's Island, Sand Jam, Beach Volleyball, Fringe Festival, and all the Labor Day stuff that's going on Monday, hopefully you know what you're going to be doing this weekend.
Yeah, and the weather looks like it's going to cooperate.
So get out and do something, as we're going to do as well, back in the Beaver Bank Bunker on Tuesday.
Let's finish off summer in a big way. Until then.